A new lawsuit has been filed against the Oregon Society of Jesus, alleging sexual abuse by clergy it provided to Alaska Catholic parishes. The suit was filed Tuesday in Bethel by 43 men and women who say they suffered the abuse in Western Alaska villages. The claims span four decades up until 2001. The Jesuits share responsibility for the priests with the Fairbanks Diocese, which filed for bankruptcy under a hail of abuse suits last year. Plaintiff's attorney Chris Cook says the additional claims arose out of the diocese Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Through the bankruptcy process, there was publicity asking people who had claims against the bishop to come forward, and many more people did come forward. And in the course of investigating the claims that those folks had, it appeared that they also had claims against the Jesuits.
The new round of abuse claims against the Jesuits follows a 2007 settlement in which the Society of Jesus paid more than 100 earlier claimants $50 million in compensation. The suit filed this week names a number of priests and other clergy, some identified in past cases, including Father Henry Hargraves, who the suit says worked in Alaska for 50 years in villages and in Fairbanks. Society of Jesus administrators are also named in the suit. Cook says investigation of abuse claims has led to deeper understanding of the workings of the Jesuit organization.
We gained a lot of information about the manner in which the priests were supervised, the knowledge that the people in the provincial office had about the conduct and behavior of these priests that shows actual knowledge of their behavior and a failure to do anything about it.
The Jesuits refused to comment on the latest suit, but have issued a short written response pledging to investigate the allegations. The Society's Oregon province head, Father Patrick Lee, denies claims that the Alaska Mission was a magnet for or hiding spot for problem priests. Cook says more suits against the Jesuits are expected to be filed by additional plaintiffs.